This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Come on in. Stay a while if you like. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Backroom guys. We've got it all today. Morale is high. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Who has it better?
Nobody.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We got football coming up tonight. Cowboys hosting the Seahawks. Cowboys, they win. They win regular season games at home. I think it's 13 in a row. They're 8.5-point favorites, according to DraftKings, against the Seahawks coming up tonight. We'll explore that. The transfer portal is open. Come on in. It's wide open here. Duke, K-State, A&M, Miami, Mississippi State, losing quarterbacks. I'm sure they'll get quarterbacks as well. Aaron Rodgers, it's a 21-day practice window. You know, it's like the commissioner's exempt list. I didn't know that existed until they said, yeah, there's a commissioner's exempt list. The 21-day practice window. And then they decide what they're going to do on Aaron Rodgers if he's going to play. Bailey Zappe is in. Mac Jones is out. And this might be Mac Jones is out of New England eventually. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Looking forward to celebrating major sporting events. And there's no other city that compares to Las Vegas, a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of their community. It's where conventions are not conventional. The unexpected is embraced. It's not just celebrating. It's celebrating with an edge. We look forward to Las Vegas for this year's Super Bowl. Yes, Todd?
Oregon, Washington in Vegas tomorrow night. Sneaky Friday night game. Not everyone maybe realized that the Pac-12 game's tomorrow night.
Yes. Thank you, Todd. And I think we have Washington a 9.5-point underdog in that game as we root for chaos coming up this weekend. All right, poll question today, Seton. What are you thinking about?
We're thinking about leading off with how will history remember? No. You came in hot today on something, and Paul, I apparently was equally as hot on it. Do you guys care to discuss this topic, and we can fashion the poll question?
Okay, okay.
I don't know if you want to jump right into this.
Okay, I'm going to reenact what happened about 90 minutes ago. I walked in, and I go, do you think the media is rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back?
Oh, or,
and Paulie goes, no, that's my poll question. And I go, is that about right?
That's exactly right. We were both
thinking.
Oh,
no. Now, let me try it again. So I'm walking. I walk by Todd. I say, hey, Todd. And he goes, oh, hey.
I'm typing away.
And Paulie's typing away. And I go, you know what? I was wondering about this. Is the media rooting for Aaron Rodgers?
Oh. To-
what?
That's my poll question. That's what I've been thinking about all morning. That's wild.
Yeah.
That was exactly our
question. Yes, that was it. And then I didn't say anything else to Paul the rest of the morning. But I'm wondering if people are picking sides with this. Now, me, I want to see Aaron Rodgers come back and play. But this is more than just Aaron Rodgers, the football player. And I'm wondering if we ask the audience, are you rooting for him to come back? Great. Now, he's not the comeback player of the year. DeMar Hamlin is the favorite. You know who's second on the list? Comeback player of the year.
Tua?
Tua.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Tua is number Tua. And number three is Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers hasn't come back yet. But if he does come back, could he be the comeback player of the year over a guy who nearly died? Well, maybe did die and then was brought back to life on a football field. Yes, Paul.
And he's changed medicine.
He is in the midst of it.
He has changed medicine.
Dr. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
This whole guy came back from the dead. He's literally changed.
Will he get an honorary doctorate if he does come back?
Is there a doctorate in the house?
A doctorate, yes.
I'm a doctor.
Yes.
Okay, whenever there's something posted on Aaron Rodgers about his update of his health or a clip from
when
McAfee,
he's on with McAfee.
Yeah, and he will give an update on his health. It's in a process. The reaction on social media is dramatically different. Some people are like, that'd be great to see him back. It's mostly Jets fans or maybe even old Packers fans who don't hold a grudge. But there's tons of people on social media who are like, screw that guy. It's all about him. He's just doing this for notoriety, blah, blah, blah. Then there's a section of the media, the sports media and NFL media, that has similar reactions. There's some analysts and some reporters, air quotes, who are doubting that he even had traditional Achilles surgery. And others think that he's doing this all for a proving his point as a medical expert. And these are media people's reactions. And there's other media people that say, this would be great if somehow this surgery works, it could work on other athletes and get them back earlier in other sports.
Well, do I think that this is altruistic on Aaron's part? No, it's about Aaron. But if it does help other players, I mean, Kobe, when he blew out his Achilles, I think it was 8 months before he came back. Now, basketball is more demanding on your Achilles than football would be at a quarterbacking position. But things have changed. Modern medicine, and Rodgers wants to be at the forefront of that. I think the problem that people have is when he lied about COVID, when he lied about getting tested. And then, therefore, are they going to believe that he actually has a torn Achilles? Are they rooting for him? I mean, this is where we are in the media. This isn't what we're supposed to do. You're not rooting against somebody because you may not like their political beliefs. Or look, I don't like Deshaun Watson, but if he plays well, my job is still to tell you he played well. And the same with Aaron Rodgers. If I don't agree with him, but I still want him to play football. You know, but now it's not traditional journalism or how to approach this in a traditional way. It's I got an opinion, I got a hot take, and that's what this is. And that's why you're getting a lot of this vitriol that is pointed in Aaron Rodgers' direction. It's about Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. But if it can help the Jets, if it can help other athletes, fine. Yes, Eden.
So then is it wrong for people to look into his words more when he's someone who's known to play with the words he uses?
Sure.
He's like, what? I never lied. I never said I got a vaccination. I was immunized.
Yeah.
I've been immunized.
Yeah.
You know, has he ever actually said I had a torn Achilles? I don't know. I mean, you know, but part of me is like, oh, I should go back and listen to like interviews he's done on McAfee to see if he's ever said the phrase torn Achilles, because then he could be like, what? I never said I had a torn Achilles. Mm. I said I had an Achilles injury. Mm.
I think it's fair to
parse his words.
He's
the kind of guy that would do that.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes. Aaron has always been smartest guy in the room. Absolutely. Have I enjoyed conversations on the show? Yes, because I think he's smart. I think he's opinionated. But I think in some pictures that, you know, people don't align with his thinking because he is the smartest guy in the room. He wants to tell you he's the smartest guy in the room. But if he can come back, you know, the tricky part for me is really about the football. And that is, if you're Robert Saleh, you're the Jets coach, or you're the owner. And Aaron wants to come back, but does he want to come back because, let's say you're not in the playoff picture. Can he help you? Is this about Aaron saying, I want to come back no matter where we are? If we're not in the playoff picture, I want to come back. And I do think that that's what's going to happen. I don't think the Jets are going to. Now, the Jets said, well, he's got to have a note from his doctor. I'm sure that he'll get a note from his doctor. Just guessing, but probably will. But it would be a great story. After how he went down, went out, and all those moves that he helped make in the offseason. Now, he's not a good GM, by the way. You know, the people he brought in didn't play well. Rodgers coming back, What are they, 4-7? I guess there's still a chance that they might be sort of in the hunt when he comes back. Yes, Todd?
If he comes back and they're 5-10, then I don't know what kind of story that is. That's 100%, look at me, look what I was able to do before the end of the
season. Are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come
back? I like watching Aaron Rodgers play. I want to see him come back, but I don't need regular updates. I know he goes on a weekly show and he's asked about it, so he has to talk about it, but they're 4-7 right now, and I just don't need regular updates. I was saying, when he comes back, if and when he comes back, great. But until then, I don't need to get regular notifications.
Yeah, but I think that now you don't have to watch. And I think he's asked about the time frame here. So, I mean, McAfee's asking. What if McAfee didn't ask? Then we'd be like, what? Why aren't you asking? It's a paid appearance. You should be able to ask him whatever you want to ask him. Yeah, Seton.
It's weird because social media sometimes, especially Twitter, is like, and I'll just say it for myself, a lot of times it's like things I think but I don't say out loud.
Yeah.
But then you could just fire off at a tweet, be like, I can't stand this guy, he sucks. And then you move on with your day. And then when enough people do that, it becomes this overwhelming narrative. You know, like I don't know that a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking about Aaron Rodgers and his Achilles, but in the moment you're like, this guy's annoying, or oh wow, that'd be great. And then you move on with your day. You know, it's not like this coordinated effort to undermine Aaron Rodgers and his medical advances or something. It's sometimes portrayed that way.
It doesn't ruin my day.
Yeah.
It doesn't make my day. It's not like I go, can't believe it, gave an update on McAfee. Like if it happens, great. If it doesn't, fine. Now, he tried, and maybe it does improve, you know, the possibilities, the odds of players coming back sooner. I mean, Cam Akers came back relatively quickly, considering Achilles. Remember when Durant goes down, Kobe went down, and basketball is different because of, you know, the wear and tear that's going to be on your Achilles as opposed to a football player. But I think it's a fascinating story. And if he does come back and they're 5-10 and management lets him, I mean, you're going to watch that game. You're going to watch to see how he performs. You're going to watch to see if he re-injures himself. You're going to watch to see what could have been for the Jets. There's a lot of things that are attached to that. Hopefully his Achilles is attached. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, and if you're like Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall and you guys have like a great game, the last game of the season with Aaron Rodgers, you're probably like, damn, this could have been all season, us just going off,
yeah,
just having a great year.
Well, I'm curious what the audience thinks. Are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back or not? And if not, I'd be curious. And I don't know if he rubs you the wrong way. It's hard not to bring in somebody's personality sometimes. And being in this business for such a long period of time, I've been around athletes or coaches where it's not just I see what they do when they're on a court or a field. I see who they are. And sometimes the lines get blurred with that you might like a guy a little bit more than you probably should, or you might hold it against a guy a little bit more than you should. I mean, we're human with our reaction to this. And with Rodgers, it just feels like you're either for him or against him. I don't know if people are neutral on Aaron. Yeah, Paul.
We've been doing this a long time, and this reminds me of being on the air when Curt Schilling had the bloody sock in 04 in the ALCS for the Boston Red Sox. And during that time, I can remember being on air, and still to this day, there are people that doubt Curt Schilling had surgery on his foot. Or was it stitches? Was it surgery? Was it a procedure? What was he bleeding? Did he make it bleed to get more attention for himself? The coverage is very similar to Aaron Rodgers' coverage now. And I think it's because there's a lot of people who find that person, Rodgers or Curt Schilling, distasteful.
And they don't Schilling like was a know-it-all, too.
They're very similar in their tone. I'm not going to tell you what I like or not like about either of them, but there's people out there who don't like them and doubted their injury because they didn't like them.
I remember when he came out of the dugout and he was going to go to the bullpen for a bullpen session. And I said to Terry Francona, I said, what is Schilling doing? Like, I thought it was a publicity stunt. I thought it was like, oh, he wants to get some attention here. And he had a high boot on. And I'm going, wait, what's Schill doing? And Terry Francona goes, no, he thinks he can pitch. And I go, what? Paulie was there with me. I'm talking to Terry Francona, the manager, and I go, what? So he comes in from his bullpen session, and I could tell he was going to try to pitch. Although, for the life of me, I never understood why they didn't bunt on him like 15 times. But, hey, you know, the Yankees, hey, whatever your game plan was. Yes, Eaton.
Was Curt Schilling as polarizing in 2004, I guess, as he was in, as he is now and in going into 2024?
No.
So then I don't know that people not liking him because of how polarizing he is really has anything to do with his bleeding ankle.
Well, I don't think they were rooting for him. Like, there were people who were suspicious, like, where is that sock? Yeah, nobody's seen that sock. Like, there were people who did question it, and over the years, it felt like it kind of grew. It was a mushroom cloud with chill. But I didn't go, oh, I think he's deceiving people, or he put ketchup on there. But there were people who did say that. So, to what extent, I don't remember. I just know there were a lot of people rolling their eyes when Schill came in from the bullpen.
I know that I've said that over the last 20 years on this show a gajillion times because it's a joke. It's hilarious. You know what I mean? But I don't know that.
He's polarizing now.
Now he is, no, yeah. I mean, those people then, who thought he was an idiot then were really wrong.
But he was a know-it-all back then.
See, how much of this, though, we keep going back to the know-it-all thing, right? Yeah. Like, regardless of political leanings, anybody who walks into a room and is a know-it-all, it doesn't matter what side you think. Most people are like, oh, God, this guy's annoying.
Yeah, and Schill was annoying.
You know, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, when he does that stuff, is annoying. Yeah. I like Aaron Rodgers.
I do, too.
He's the most talented football player I've ever seen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But he
most talented quarterback.
But he's annoying when he does that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you can like people and still find them annoying.
And Schill, yes. Yeah. It's Hello? Called marriage. What?
Oh! Whoa!
What? in this room, you know, it could be. Yes, Todd, did you have something to say?
Yeah, do you?
Just in that room.
Do you believe in establishing momentum for next season? As far as Aaron Rodgers, say they're 4-10, whatever, 5-9. Their last three games are the Commanders, Browns, and Patriots. Is there anything that Aaron Rodgers can bring to the Jets in those last couple of games that would be, it's great that he came back because now because they won two of those three, or they won all three, and they're ready for next season? Or is it just about, hey, look what I did. I got back by Christmas like I said I would.
What do you think?
I think it'd be all about him, and there's nothing much to gain by beating the Commanders or the Patriots at the end of the season.
I think so.
Next season.
I think they need something to build off of. They need something to take into the offseason that's positive. Like, oh, my God, Rodgers, he played pretty well. Did you see what, you know, the possibilities we have here? And if it doesn't go well, then it's just the Jets being the Jets. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards. The guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I think we have a poll question. What's the exact wording on that poll question, Seton O'Connor?
The poll question, Dan, is, are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to play again this season?
Okay.
Your options are yes, no, indifferent.
Okay. I don't know how many indifferent we'll have. Yes, Paulie?
I'm rooting for him to be cleared to play this season. Ooh. Which is kind of, I'm rooting for him to play, but in all seriousness, I don't think they're going to be playoff eligible. I'd like to see him be cleared to play, but not actually go in a game and risk next season.
I want to see him play.
That would be great.
Yeah, I want to see him play.
I'd like to be in a game that matters.
Now, what happens if it's negative? Like he plays and he doesn't play well? Because, you know, we're looking at this going, yeah, he could come back, and all of a sudden, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, everybody's going to be great. That offensive line's going to be great. And, oh, my gosh, we got momentum going into next season. What if he doesn't play well? I don't know if the offensive line is going to get better because Aaron's back there. Like, hey, we really got to block now. You know, if Tim Boyle's in there, man, we may not. Yes, Eden.
Right now, the poll results, all right, I'm going to round them a little bit. But
Let's guess. Let's guess. Okay. Let's guess. Rooting for. What do you think the percentage of people? Very, very smart audience.
Those would be the yeses.
Okay, the yeses rooting for Aaron Rodgers. All right. I'm going to say 38%.
Okay.
All right. Those not rooting for Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to do 42%. And the rest indifferent. I can't do the math.
That'll be 20%
Thank
indifferent.
You, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Okay. What are the numbers so far?
The numbers so far, I'm just going to give them to you.
Okay.
Are 30, 34, 36.
Okay. Sound like some girls I know.
All right.
36% are indifferent.
Indifferent. All right.
34% or so are not rooting for him to come back.
Okay. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. By the way, Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. I don't know who this is. Like, I haven't been told who this is. Paulie said when I walked in, stay off the internet, and I have. You want to give me a hint?
Oh, man.
Everybody else knows?
It's already a polarizing pick. there's, you can make a case for it and you can make a case against it.
Yes, yeah,
my very first reaction to this pick from somebody was, does this award even mean anything anymore?
Okay.
Which I'm now, not sure why. That seems awfully harsh.
It does.
And those are the types of reactions you're getting.
Okay. And I used to be part of the ceremony. I got to hand out the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Took great pride in that. I'm going to say Megan Rapinoe.
Ooh, it is not Megan Rapinoe.
Okay.
I'll give you a second hint.
All right.
This person did not have a lot of success.
Tim Boyle.
Close.
There was, Tim Boyle, Sportsman of the Year.
There was success, but ultimately it was not a winning season for this person.
A little more suck, a little less cess.
Yes. Started with cess.
Started with cess, ended with suck.
A lot of suck.
I haven't heard that before.
I just coined it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
This, I should follow this person's lead and get a bunch of copyrights on it.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a hint?
Yes, it is. They're copywriting just about every word that comes out of their mouth.
You can make it...
Tom Brady?
No. Close.
I thought it might be Lionel Messi, because spilling over to last year and then coming to America, and we acquired him. America acquired him, basically.
Right.
He's not Lionel Messi.
Okay.
This person, for about 6 weeks, was the biggest thing in sports for the entire year.
Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders is it. Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year.
No.
Why not?
What...
You don't believe that he should be a Sportsman of the Year? You don't believe?
Okay, what's it based on?
I haven't read the story.
It's not success.
Oh, impact.
Impact, yes. But
isn't that what the award is, though, is impact?
Well, impact as far as success or just clicks or views or, like, what is success? What is, I should say, what is impact? Yes, he did have big impact. Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year.
Mm.
Okay.
Pat 40 wrote the article. We can give him a ring and see his rationale.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
All right.
I like Pat
40. Call up Pat 40.
It's a great picture. Deion's on the front. He looks great. He's got the whole team behind him.
Anybody have an issue with Deion as the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year? Yes, Paul?
I could see it because the coverage.
He's not even the coach of the year in his own conference.
Right. I understand when people are saying he changed the direction of college football, of you could hire a coach with less experience and he could make your program relevant.
But we don't even know if he's going to be successful.
No, he's successful for when Colorado signed him, they got their money's worth. You can make that case.
Yeah.
Colorado itself as a football program, which was irrelevant 7 months ago.
Mm.
You can make that case that he brought relevancy back to a dormant program.
Okay.
But... Now, losing the last few games of the year does not help the case, but maybe it's bigger than that. I think that's what Pat 40 and Sports Illustrated say.
All right. It's like, let's squeeze as much of the publicity blood out of this as we can.
That is a fair reaction.
That's what this is. That's what this is.
A publication in a dying industry is trying
exactly.
to use something to get some relevant.
Publication that's accused of having artificial intelligence write articles for them.
Apparently a real writer wrote this. I'm checking.
Pat 40 did write this.
Yes.
Okay.
How do we know Pat 40 is real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems artificial to me sometimes.
Pat Porty, the AI guy.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
I'm okay with Deion, but I probably would have picked Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
That probably would have been my pick.
All right. Yeah. Angel Reese.
Either one of them.
Yeah. He could have, I guess. Or have them both on there.
Yeah.
Oh, they've done that before where they do the co-sportsman of the year.
Maguire Sosa.
Yeah.
They were on there with their, you know, they had like the Greek leotard type thing. And they looked ripped, and I was like, that looks real.
Yeah, they went to the toga party.
Right.
Yeah, they were their Animal House with the toga. Yes, Paulie.
I'm kind of with Marvin. I could have seen women's college basketball as a sports person or group of the year and take a handful of the most popular college basketball players that were women. And look back at what maybe this might be the peak of the sport, ratings wise, coverage wise, notoriety wise.
Yeah,
they'd be a fair candidate.
All right.
I think Messi would too.
I'm surprised at Deion being the Sports Person of the Year, but you know, they got publicity, and that's what they want. That's what they needed. So I certainly understand that. All right, so we have a poll question. We'll have a play of the day coming up. We'll get to your phone calls as well. couple of phone calls here to start out with. Charlie in Tampa. Good morning, Charlie. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Danettes. First time. Long time. 5'6". A Porky 220.
Porky.
two quick points. One, diehard Jet fan. Season ticket holder for a very long time. I want to see Aaron Rodgers come back because we have been suffering for so long that we just need something to give us hope and something to go our way. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how the majority of the Jets fan base feels.
All right.
That's first. And then second, I've met you several times, Dan. I used to be the Yankees bat boy in the mid to late 90s. And I've been in the clubhouse. I've got friends in the clubhouse that run the clubhouse, the visitors clubhouse.
Hmm.
The Curt Schilling sock was legitimate, a real thing.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie. Yeah, I believed it was. All I know is when he went out for that bullpen session, and I thought, it's just Schill getting some publicity here. And he came back in, and I remember Terry Francona said he's going to try to give it a go. And you know what? You got to give him credit. The dude, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Don't agree with his political beliefs, but my job is to look at him as a baseball player. And when he got out there, he was a guy you wanted to have the ball. You know, in the last 40 years, if you said how many pitchers do you go, I trust you. I mean, there's a few of them. I was always a Jack Morris fan, John Smoltz fan, Curt Schilling fan. Now there's other pitchers. You know, Bob Gibson might have been my favorite, but if you were going to go win a big playoff game, there's a short list of those players. I mean, Whitey Ford when he was with the Yankees and Sandy Koufax, and I know all those, but, you know, Schill's on that short list. He is. Randy in Pennsylvania. Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Milford.
Good morning.
And happy holidays, one and all.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome. I can't top your voice. Why try? Gentlemen, happy holidays, one and all. First time, short time. An osteoporosis riddled 5'10". A cancer riddled 122 pounds. Thank you. Gentlemen, going off topic, imagine that. Can we get off the bloody things, please?
Okay.
I spoke with your moderator, Mr. Standing By, Tyler Standing By. Very unique last name. In any event, short time, long time. Just an observation today. I listen to your programs for your mind-compelling. Your interviews are top-notch, sir.
Thank
a God-given gift.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
All right.
You're
all right.
My question is, Mr. Fritz seems to have maybe a little slack in today. It's Thursday. You slack a little bit. Not too many phone callers. It's like, I'm going to call these gentlemen and ruin their day. Several weeks ago, Mr. Fritz, we kid because we care. You know that, sir.
Randy, come on. We got to get to the point here.
You got it. Man cave stuff. Mr. Fritz received an item from someone for his collection. Just curious if you gentlemen have collections as well. It's not hoarding, it's a collection. And again, thank you for taking my call. What a mistake it was.
Thank you, Randy.
Collection of what?
Nobody else collects in here. I'm the only one who collects. But thank you, Randy.
What a mistake
it was.
I had time in the past 3 minutes to start a collection.
Yes, he did.
I could have gone out and started a collection.
Well, can we? All right, I just want to throw this out there.
Okay.
Can we immediately start taping today a podcast with Randy and Shay and Irving together?
No.
No?
No. One podcast with Shay is enough.
I want to hear Randy get to his point whilst Shay is waiting to hear what Randy has, where he lands that plane.
No, because Shay will yell at him.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
The podcast, the gambling podcast later today, Shay and Irving is actually still in Germany. He did go out for Thanksgiving turkey, and he bought two geese accidentally.
Is he not allowed back in the country?
He is coming back next week. Dylan, who's part of the gambling podcast, has a parlay I think it's a 3 or 4 leg same game parlay with Iowa against Michigan. He'll have that for you coming up next hour. Alex in Alaska. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I am wonderful.
First time. So what if Aaron Rodgers is coming back to keep Robert Saleh's job?
I get the feeling if Aaron Rodgers wants Robert Saleh back, then he's going to be back. I don't know if it's I got to come back to save his job. I mean, what if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play well? That means Robert Saleh is not going to keep his job. I would think Aaron would want to have stability, and I think by all accounts he does like Robert Saleh. Here is the head coach of the Jets talking about Rodgers' rehab.
You know, for Aaron, different than like Hardy and Wes, where we're getting those guys ready to play. This isn't so much getting ready to play as much as it is a progression in his rehab. I can get in all the detail with regards to IR designations and all that and where we stand and why we're able to do this. But for Aaron, what he will be doing in practice is no different than what he'd be doing on field three, as you guys all watch it, with regards to certain drills and individual, being able to throw it, instead of throwing with staff members, he's throwing with teammates. So there's no added risk to it. There's certain things that he's been cleared for that we're going to allow him to do.
Yeah, it's one thing to stand there and throw the football. It's another thing to be chased while you're standing there throwing the football. And that's what I'm curious about. But I'm rooting for him to come back. It's content. That's all this comes down to. Things to talk about, have an opinion about, things that you're interested in. Josh in Tampa. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just wanted to touch on the Aaron Rodgers thing. I think it's a win-win from the ownership standpoint to put him on the field. I think it gives you an idea. First of all, it gives you ticket sales. Second of all, it gives you an evaluation for if he's everything advertised, and do you keep Hackett, do you keep Robert Saleh and all them? And if it all fails, you just start over. And I think that ownership wants to get rid of him anyways. So by the ownership or by the head coach, I mean.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't have any inside information on that, where Robert Saleh stands. I'm just surprised that the team fell apart when Rodgers fell down. And I thought that that team still had the infrastructure to be a competitive team. Now they're 4-7. I mean, they may end up with the same record they had last year. And they were on the cusp of making the playoffs last year. But if you think about it, Rodgers brought in players who didn't perform. You bring in your quarterback friend who can't play quarterback in the NFL, but you like him in the quarterback room. You bring in a couple of receivers who didn't play well. These are all based off Aaron Rodgers and the players that he wanted in there. And just like Michael Jordan, who wasn't a good GM when he was a player with the Bulls, or maybe an owner with, you know, Charlotte. But, you know, these players want to have control, want to have a say. Can I bring in my players? They brought in those players. Those players did not pan out. Now Rodgers coming back, maybe he plays one or two games. But I don't think anybody's job's in jeopardy, depending on if he comes back or not. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Turner looks like got it.
Check this out.
Missed the leaner. Rebound batted around, but Goga tips it to himself. Now Suggs shot out of a cannon, and he punched it down with the right hand. Oh, Jalen Suggs, what are you doing to him? Jalen trotting around, and it's a timeout, Washington. That'll get this place fired up.
Yes, it will. 96.9 the game. Magic are 13-5. Off to their best start since 2010, when they went 14-4. Anybody want to jump in on the Orlando Magic?
What if we all do?
Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everybody to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. All right. Who's in on the Orlando Magic? Paolo Banchero. The Wagner twin, Wagner brothers, Hans and Franz, Jalen Suggs, my guy Markelle Fultz. Yes, Todd.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors and sleight of hand, if you ask me. It's all going to cool up at the end.
The Magic. Okay. I got that. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
When was the last time you guys remember the Magic being relevant? A good 10, 12 years ago?
Dwight Howard.
So, yeah, they've been in the playoffs twice since 2011.
Okay.
I had to double-check this. It feels like I don't remember it. They lost the NBA Finals to the Lakers in 2008, 2009.
And that was not a good roster.
No, they lost 4-1 to the Lakers in 08, 09, your Magic. And who was on that team?
Nobody who could score.
You're right. Their leading scorer was their defensive player of the year, Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He averaged 20-14.
Yeah.
Haydou Turkoglu was pouring in 17.
He could shoot.
Yep.
He could fill it up a little bit. Yes, Marvin.
Jameer Nelson was on that team?
I think he was on there for like 15 years.
Yeah, he was running the point. Him and Rafer Alston were averaging 12 and 16.
All right. Yes, Seton.
The Orlando Magic are essentially a phenomenal G League team.
High end.
You send kids there, they develop, give them 2 or 3 years, make a name for yourself, go to a winner.
Hmm.
That's kind of the track record over and 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 over again. The only thing that's different between them and the Washington Wizards is the Wizards are the back end of it. Like, just send guys you don't want there. This is where, no. They're going to draft the guy, and in 3 years, he'll be a Laker.
You go to Orlando to go someplace else. You're sent to Washington to not to go someplace else.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
They're like the baseball equivalent or basketball equivalent of the Kansas City Royals or the Oakland A's. Like, man, he's really good. He'll be a Yankee in about 3 years.
All right, maybe we start to look into the Orlando Magic.
Who's your team this year?
Yeah. Oklahoma City.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Lou Dort and those guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander Jr. III.
Have we pronounced his name correctly yet?
I don't know.
SGA.
Yeah. SGA. We said years ago he should change his name to be more star power.
Yeah.
Shai Alexander.
Just nothing wrong with that.
And drop the hyphen.
I'd go Gilgeous. Gilgeous. Just one name.
Oh, one like Cher.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Messi.
And that's Shai?
Ronaldo. Gilgeous. Couple more phone calls in here. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your
Nobody
mind?
Breaks down the NBA like us.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. Well, I have a point on the Aaron Rodgers topic and then my vote for Sports Person of the Year. First up on Aaron Rodgers, before week two of the NFL started, DraftKings had paid out my season under for his passing yards. And now he's listed third for comeback player of the year. Don't throw money on that, my degenerates. They're just trying to get their money back from the unders that they had to pay out. Okay? Don't listen to them. And for Sports Person of the Year, Sports Illustrated just got caught in an AI scandal, and they give it to a losing head coach who provided the most clicks. That's not a good look. If only there was someone who's a reigning champion, who's in every fifth commercial on TV, and dating the biggest pop star on the planet. Why isn't Travis Kelce Sports Person of the Year?
I think that's a great point, Paul. Like, if you're really going to go all in on clicks, Travis Kelce, Sports Person of the Year. I guess it's a good idea. Yes, Mark.
Hey, you can have him on the cover in a silhouette of
Tay-Tay?
Yes, of Taylor Swift. Mm. Like, ooh, who's that in the back? Oh, who knows?
Yeah, Paul?
You don't have to ask someone's permission to be on a cover of a magazine. Like, if you want to do a photo shoot with Taylor Swift and Kelce, but if you want to put a photo of them together on the cover of the magazine, that's your right. Mm. That would sell some copies.
Yes, it would. I don't know where you can buy Sports Illustrated.
I don't know if you can.
Whatever happened to a newsstand? There used to be one on every other block in New York City. Now they're closed up. You don't see them as much. And you just browse through magazines. Even when you go, you go to the airport, you can see some magazines. But that's about it. Yes, Dot?
You see them, like, inside train stations sometimes, especially the bigger train stations. They'll sell, like, drinks and gum and newspapers. But, yeah, rarely are you seeing them just walking the street.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Back to you.
All right.
Like Grand Central and stuff, they would have the newspapers that you're looking for.
Yeah, no, I got it. Thank you, Todd. Ben in Montana. Hi, Ben.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to add an answer to the poll today where you want to see Aaron Rodgers come back, but only two suck, and then kind of babble his way through those post-game press conferences.
We know where Ben stands on this. That's the poll question. What are you rooting for here? What are you hoping to happen? Rodgers comes back and plays, doesn't play, or you're indifferent to this topic? I'm surprised the number of people who are indifferent. I figured everybody would have an opinion on this. Maybe we're kind of overestimating the power of what Aaron Rodgers holds over the NFL, over us, the spell that he has. I think he's coming back. Yes, Todd.
Sometimes people say they don't care or they're indifferent about something, and it turns out they actually care more than a lot of the other people. I don't have a specific example of that right now, but I do believe
that.
Thank
you, Todd.
You mean like Aaron Rodgers' Achilles injury, Todd?
Exactly.
No, I don't care. I just,
plays, he doesn't play.
Yeah, okay.
But behind closed doors, yes, there's a lot
Marvin,
of passion.
Yes, Marvin.
It's like the people that will comment on something, they'll comment, who cares? Well, obviously you do.
Because you took the time out to say who cares?
Right.
Okay. Or obviously the person talking about it cares.
Like, coming up next hour, Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will join us. We'll talk about Jim Harbaugh's future in Michigan. Why aren't teams interested in Jim Harbaugh? Or will they be? Will he be at Michigan next year? Hour 2 on the way on this Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.